The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in-store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. President Trump and Iran. Where are we according to all the American scribes, Harley?
Well, the American Cyber Force attacked Iran's military computer systems and shut down their ability to control rocket and missile launchers, specifically the Revolutionary Guard Corps and their computer system. The U.S. has been ready to attack those computers ever since Iranian forces attacked a couple of oil tankers earlier in the month. And we don't have any problem at all attacking the Revolutionary Guard Corps because they've been designated a terrorist organization some time back, so they have a lot of plans for what to do about them when they have to. Sobering reality is that cyber war is on all over the world. The U.S. contends with state-sponsored cyber enemies in cyberspace 24/7, not to mention troublemaking hackers that can be anywhere. And, of course, the U.S. has been very aggressive about it, attacking on our own from time to time against those we see as enemies in cyberspace.
Okay. Gee, that's a significant development. Five Chinese tech companies.
Yeah, they're on the trade blacklist now, America's blacklist. Pretty clear China's out to steal American technology secrets by hook and crook. That's why the Trump administration has added these five Chinese technology companies to the list that cannot gain access to U.S. computer and other technology without government approval. They have to steal it. They have to spy. They have to do something else to get it. Because before, we were just kind of giving it to them by doing business with them. No doubt what they're up to, though. Each of those companies also has aliases, which is designed, of course, to hide who they are and what they're doing. We know that some of them work directly for the Chinese military. For example, and now my Chinese is pretty suspect here, but Wuxi Zhongnan Institute of Computing Technology is owned by the 56th Research Institute of the General Staff of the Chinese Army. Its mission is to modernize the Chinese military, making it ever more high-tech.
Yep.
They're on the list. They're on the list.
And look, this business about Mars producing methane. Well, now methane produces a stack of carbon dioxide. So what are we going to do? Mars now is responsible for global warming, is it?
Yeah, Mars is having a global warming problem. So cold there. Mars is burping methane gas.
That's it.
Which means there's life there, maybe today, maybe recently, which could produce it, or it's trapped in ancient rocks and only now leaking out geothermal, like long dead volcanoes, maybe. NASA doesn't know which it is, but the thought is, the hope is, it's microbial life, at least. The Curiosity rover discovered quite a lot of methane in the Martian air on Wednesday. The data arrived back on Earth 2 days later. The scientists have been buzzing ever since. They have follow-up experiments underway right now, this weekend. We should get some new data tomorrow. It'll be interesting, you know.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Martians, however, they're releasing gas.
That'll put them in a spin, I have to tell you, Harley. Good to talk to you. See you tomorrow.